two environmental groups are suing the state over predator control. The action filed by Defenders of Wildlife and the Alaska Wildlife Alliance alleges the state is not managing all animals for sustained yield as required by the state constitution. The group's attorney, Mike Frank of Trustees for Alaska, says state efforts to reduce wolf and bear numbers to pump up moose and caribou populations do not follow the sustained yield mandate.
The state contends that the sustained yield clause does not apply to predators, including wolves and bears, and we contend that it does.
Board of Game Chairman Cliff Judkins contends the principle is being adhered to for both predator and prey species, but in different ways. He says the state's control programs are aimed at reducing predator numbers to low levels without wiping the species out.
We take care of sustained yield for wolves by stating a minimum numbers that have to be left there, and that the commissioner will close the wolf take when we get close to that number. So we're providing a protection with the number that the biologists tell us is the number we need to maintain sustainable wolf population.
Judkins says he's confident that department biologists have provided good numbers to ensure that predator populations will survive while allowing moose and caribou numbers to grow.